Hey, this is Chimp Knuckles, show 8. We are back after a lengthy hiatus because we wanted to go on summer vacation. It was totally, we decided this as a group. We were like, we're going to just not do any shows because we're a disciplined group and we can totally do that and then come back on a regular schedule because we're fine. It's fine. We're fine. Yeah, this is our weekly podcast. We're hoping it's weekly now. It should be. It better be. It ought to be. If it's not, you'll know before we do.
Will they?
No, I guess not.
No.
We'll know. That's the important thing. The important thing is I'll know if we don't have a podcast. That's the important thing.
It's like you sit down to edit the show and you're like, wait.
Wait a minute. There's nothing here. Fuck. I knew I forgot something. Yeah, my name is Mike Devine. I am the host. And here we got Ed Foose.
Hello.
Alex Cantor.
Hello.
And we've got, that's it, the end. all right, so usually what we do with when it comes to some of the stuff that goes on during the game, some of the shenanigans we get up to, is we wait for the shenanigans to happen and then we sort of explain them away. I'm trying something new where I'm going to proactively warn listeners so that new listeners are not incredibly confused by, like, sudden shouting or, like, the sound of a doorbell. So what we do for this podcast is we record it using Google Hangouts on air, which is sweet because it's live. Other people can listen to it, audience members and such. And it also means it gets uploaded right to YouTube, which is super handy. Yeah.
In the future.
I may or may not be also doing a fantasy football draft right now.
Well, fuck. All right.
I forgot that we had the show.
Well, does that sound effect mean you won or lost a pick or something?
It means I made the pick.
Well, good. I'm happy.
It means that I lost the pick. It means that I fought in a battle to the death with Latavius Murray, and Latavius Murray won, so I drafted him.
So,
what
I didn't
that
get a,
sound is?
I didn't get a chance to fully explain what I was trying to avoid. And I no longer can avoid it now. What that sound was just now confused listeners. Google Hangouts has an effects set that includes sound effects. And so we could do all kinds of crazy stuff like make it seem like people enjoy our comedy. You know, we can make a... We can announce someone appear... A king or something? No, that's the wrong one. Fuck! although, that was the appropriate one to indicate when I fucked up. That is we call that the frown bone. We also got, this one is called New Choice. That is a sound that we use for a little metagame we do here, where if you were to hear that sound at any point, you new choice the action or the thing that you just said. So in Alex's case, he won that player, then he lost that player, and then he fought that player to the death, and something about Davius, I don't know, I don't know. Yeah.
Use it in your own Google Hangouts. Just if you're ever having like an important like business meeting or something, and you know like an interview over Google Hangouts.
Anything with any modicum of seriousness, always use Google Hangouts.
Always. I actually had an interview over Google Hangouts. It was
really?
Yeah.
Did it go well?
Are you sure it was an interview? Are you sure it wasn't nothing?
Yeah, I mean it felt like one, and then I went to a place afterwards.
Oh, nice.
So.
All right.
Yes.
I miss that Family Guy line. That's, I think, my all-time favorite. Like, that was when it was still funny.
That was when they had to try, because they, like, didn't have Fox over a barrel with their ratings numbers. It was just like, they had to give a shit.
It's like shooting
you're still
Fox
watching
in a barrel.
Family Guy, you're enabling Seth MacFarlane.
Yeah, or Ted. If you watch Ted 2, you're kind of just like...
Okay, dude. I watched Ted 2, okay? Ted 2 was fucking hilarious.
Yeah.
I realize it's the exact same humor. Like, it was basically live-action Family Guy. But it was... So much better though than like most of the Family Guy episodes. I will definitely allow it.
I'll say this about I haven't seen Ted 2, but I have seen Ted 1. I will say this: the Flash Gordon references were well appreciated. That was fucking fantastic. I will say that, and that's something you can't do. Like, it's cool to get the voice of somebody on Family Guy, but to get the actual Flash Gordon on your fucking movie, like, that's pretty legit.
They did that with a lot of other, like, famous people in Ted 2. Like, they got, like, Liam Nelson and, like, a couple other people. It was pretty freaking legit.
Who's Liam Nelson?
The dude from Taken who just, like, acts like a badass and, like...
Oh, yeah, okay, yeah, Liam Nelson. I know who that is. Okay.
Definitely Liam Nelson. His name is absolutely Liam Nelson. That is.
Caleb that is won the Liam Nelson. That is one gunshot to the head.
Okay, so we're going to move on to a game we call Try That On for Size. All right, so the way that Try That On for Size is played is our two players are going to be imitating the sounds of a specific action that I give them. I'm going to pull the action just right out of my ass, right off Google, right off wherever. I'm just going to come up with shit I see. But yeah, so what will happen is we'll take turns seeing who starts each round. I will tell the first person what action they're supposed to make the sound effects for. So let's say mowing the lawn. So, Alex, you are mowing the lawn. And then Alex will start.
That's how I mow the lawn, personally.
And then you say, I'm mowing the lawn.
I'm mowing the lawn! Actually, I'm just furiously masturbating.
The image in my head won't go away now. Thanks for that. So Alex is mowing the lawn, try that on for size, and then Ed will respond.
I'm eating all these cookies. Try that on for size.
Dude, holy shit, that was really good.
Right?
Fuck, I'm gonna lose.
So then Alex loses, and what'll happen is Ed is awarded a point. And we're gonna do this for 3 minutes, and whoever has the most points at the end wins.
3 minutes? No one's gonna come up with that many uses for fucking...
Well, the thing is, we'll
change it. Each time you get a point, we change it.
I see your tricks.
Also, realize every point is worth $1,000.
Yes. Ooh, so. In Mike's fun bucks. In our proprietary currency.
Only redeemable at Mike's fun box and participating locations.
it's our proprietary currency, knuckle bucks, or knuck bucks, or chimp bucks. Fuck it, chimp bucks, whatever. Chimp buckles. So, that is the way we're going to do this. Players, this is the game of Try That On for Size. Are you ready?
Yep.
Yeah.
3 minutes on the clock. Begin. Alex, you are rolling pizza dough.
I'm rolling pizza dough. Try that for size.
I'm dusting up my hands. Try that for size.
I'm keeping my bitches in line. Try that for size.
I'm applauding for that mediocre performance. Try that for size.
Oh, fuck. I am...
Took too long.
Losing. Try that for size.
Point for Ed. All right, new action. You are plugging in something to an outlet. Ed is going to start.
Thunk. I'm plugging something into an outlet. Try that for size.
I'm giving a thwomp directions on how to sound. Try that for size.
I am...
Fuck. Hold on a sec. I have to do the sound. Damn it.
That's not... Nope, that was the wrong sound.
What?
Point Ed.
Bullshit! That was the best sound.
new sound. You are turning a hard right in a car. Alex, try that on for size.
I'm turning a hard right in a car. Try that on for size.
I'm angry and I have my jaw wired shut. Ah! Try that on for size.
I'm a really angry crow. Ah! Try that on for size.
I'm teaching the alphabet. Q, R, S, T, and V. Try that on for size.
I don't think you were.
Took too long. Ed, get his point. Alright, let's see. Ed is going to start this one. You are stepping on an elephant's tail.
I'm stepping on an elephant's tail. Try that on for size.
That was an anticlimactic... Okay.
Yeah, what the fuck?
Elephant just didn't give a fuck.
Indifferent elephant.
I'm trying really hard to swallow, but the anesthesia hasn't worn off yet. Try that on for size.
Thump. I just tried to skip a rock, but it only went one bounce. Try that on for size.
I'm a deaf person talking. Try that on for size.
Wow. There goes half our demographic.
Oh, man. Thump. I just... didn't.
Point Alex. Alright, Alex is going to start this one. You are throwing a boomerang.
I'm throwing a boomerang. Try that on for size.
I am blowing the dust out of a cartridge. Try that on for size.
I'm the Tasmanian devil. Try that on for size.
Anyway, sorry.
Yeah.
Continue.
I'm a very small tornado. Try that on for size.
It's the same thing as the Tasmanian devil, you bitch.
Point. That's a good point. Point, Alex.
Ah.
Last one. Ed is going to start. You are throwing a dodgeball at a wimpy kid.
Nyoompa! Try that on for size. I threw a Dawes ball at a Whippy Kid.
Nyoompa! I'm tossing a pebble through a tube that goes and hits a weird bird. Try that on for size.
Okay.
I am crash landing a very small airplane. Nyoompa! Try that on for size.
Nyoompa! I'm at a really shitty laser light show. Try that on for size.
I am on a bullet train that has screaming children on it. Nyoompa! Try that on for size.
Nyoompa! My guitar is out of tune. Try that on for size.
Took too long. Point out. I think we're actually tied up, so I'm going to give one more tiebreaker, even though my math is probably terribly off. But okay, fuck. We'll do another one.
All right, let's do this.
All right, Alex is going to start this one. You broke a string on your guitar.
I broke a string on my guitar. Try that for size.
I'm hitting tiny moles. Boink. Try that for size.
Boink. Got your nose. Try that for size.
Boink. Look at all the sheep.
No. Unacceptable. Alex wins.
No, sit down.
And so it was decided.
All right, so we're going to move on to our next game. Another new game. This one's called Questions Only.
Okay, so this is the game of questions. It's going to be a game for, I don't know, Mike and Ed.
Chloe.
And basically what's going to happen is I'm going to give them a suggestion, and they're going to do a scene, but they can only talk to each other in questions. And it's got to be very, very quick back and forth. So we're going to say there's only going to be a 2-3 second time limit between when the person can speak. And every time someone messes up, can't say something within the time limit, or doesn't ask a question, the other person gets a point. So for this particular suggestion, I'm going to go to Reddit.com, and the first headline I see is, Sarah Palin on immigrants. When you're here, let's speak American. All right, your suggestion is immigrants. Are you ready?
Yes.
Begin.
How do we get over this fence?
How did we do it last time?
Weren't you in charge last time?
Weren't you in charge last time?
Who was in charge last time?
Was it Dave?
Oh, could it have been Dave?
What happened to Dave?
Where is Dave?
Doesn't he live in Baltimore now?
Oh, didn't he go over the border?
How did we lose Dave?
How did he do that without us?
How is Dave all the way ahead of us?
How can we possibly catch up to him? How can we possibly catch up to Dave now?
Maybe we try
point Mike.
Maybe we try calling him?
Do you have a cell phone?
Where's my signal?
Do you get any bars?
Who's your carrier?
El Horizon. Is yours El Horizon? Do you use El Horizon?
Do I look like I... No.
Nope. Point Mike.
So what are we going to do now if we can't call Dave?
Why don't we try his roommate?
Oh, you mean Juan?
Juan.
Wait. What?
Juan?
No. Fucking point Mike.
Did you really need a dramatic pause there?
You don't understand drama? You don't understand theatrics of speaking?
Did I study drama in school?
I mean, you're the one with the job, right?
Wasn't I the one with the job that got us here?
Why do you always have to be right?
Why do you always have to be wrong?
Why do you have to shove it in my face?
Why does your face always have to be in the wrongness?
You know, this is a matter of character, isn't it?
Why don't I just go ahead and meet up with Dave without you?
Yeah, why don't you just do that? Why don't you just go?
Why don't I? Why don't I start climbing right now? Ah, hey, here I go. Am I climbing?
Can you make it without me? Can you make it without me? What?
Oh,
you need my help?
Wait, hold on.
I didn't think... Did you know there was barbed wire up here?
Oh, I'm sorry, why would I know that?
Didn't you, like, use binoculars or something?
How do I use these binoculars? Oh, how do I use these? Oh, no.
Can you stop
doing
that? I need my help.
That was pretty legit. I have no idea who won, but that was hilarious.
And we'll never know if they make it across the border.
Cliffhanger.
So our next game is a game we call Interrogation. The way Interrogation works is we are going to have one cop, one robber. And we are going to have the cop try and get a confession out of that robber for the crime he committed. The cop needs the robber to confess to who he was with, where he was, and what he was doing. And what's going to happen is the robber doesn't actually know what he did. It's up to the cop to coerce a confession out of him, just like in real life. So,
political commentary.
So our robber is going to be Ed, and he's going to leave the room. And by leave the room, I mean take off his headphones. So
they're coming off. 3, 2, 1. Oh no, I'm lost.
Ed.
All right, Ed. Put your headphones back on.
All right, we've successfully accidentally kicked Ed. We'll figure it out. So we need a let me hop on the almighty. Let's hop on the Reddit and get our suggestions for this. It's a lot easier. We will do. We need a person that the robber was with. Oh, okay. Here we go. Pope Francis. Where were you at? You are at the on a tennis court.
All right.
You're on a tennis court.
On a tennis court.
And you were feeding a cat.
All right. So I was with Pope Francis on a tennis court feeding a cat.
Yes.
Okay. I got this shit.
That is your deal. All right. Let's get Ed back in here. Come back, Ed. I hope he's paying attention to Facebook. We're in for a long wait.
I knocked my microphone over in my excitement. Put it back.
Who are you? So we've got our suggestions. We've got our robber, and he's going to be dragged into the interrogation room by our cop. So players, this is the game of interrogation. You have 3 minutes on the clock. Are you ready?
Actually, no. My microphone fell over.
We can still hear you.
Yeah, that was a rhetorical question.
Yeah, but now I have to like. I had it perfect. Now I do not. Damn it. There
Don't
we go.
Worry. We're going to make a show out of this. Just you wait.
We'll figure this out. We'll make a show out of you.
All right, there we go. I'm ready. I'm ready.
All right. Players, the game of interrogation. 3 minutes on the clock. Are you ready?
Yes.
Yeah.
Begin.
All right, you son of a bitch. We're going to find out exactly who you were with here. I don't care how many funny hats you try to hide behind. I'm going to pull this shit out of you.
You ain't going to find nothing. I was not with no thing one. I was not with no thing two. I was with no little sisters. I was doing nothing in the house.
No little sisters. I know that you don't like little sisters because the guy you were with, I heard, loves little brothers way more.
Oh, no, man. I ain't with no magician.
No magician, really, because some modern-day people would disagree with you. You know, he just walks around on the street in his magic clothes, talking about miracles, okay? You can't tell me that you weren't with no magician, grammatically correct or not.
Yo, man, this water ain't gonna change itself to wine, you know what I'm saying?
I need some wine. You're damn right that it's not going to. You know what? Now, I know that you weren't with Jesus or anything like that, but I swear to God, cross my fingers, this guy probably wishes he was Jesus. He'd blow him if he could.
Yo, man, I mean, if he's in a French-ass restaurant, you better hurry out with his damn croissants. That's all I'm saying.
Croissants? What are you trying to pull here, dude? What are you trying to pull? Holy shit, you waive your right to an attorney and try and distract me with French croissants. No, this guy doesn't give a shit about the French, okay? We both know it.
Yeah, I figured it out, how that he doesn't like the French. I mean, all these, like, anti-French stuff he's saying.
Yeah.
This ain't the Queen of England. Sure.
Right. It's absolutely not the Queen of England. However, I... Okay, you know what? We're going to have to go.
What?
Man, this conversation's making me feel so dirty, just listening to the crap that comes out of your mouth. I'm going to have to go and get baptized after this just to freaking clean myself off. Do you realize that?
Yo, man, don't go to the Vatican to do it. I mean, there's a cool dude there,
well,
the Pope, that I told you did not get this
promise. Yes, exactly. There is a Pope there, and I know you were with him. You piece of shit. We already knew that. What I didn't know is where you were, okay? I need to know exactly where you were. Now, I know that you're just love or nothing with telling me this stuff, all right? But
hey,
I
man.
Gotta know.
Hey, man, the love shack, man, with the, is not where we were going. It's
the
not
love
the place
shack.
Where we got to get. We did not get together there.
It definitely could have been the love shack, seeing as how much grunting and sweating there was.
1 minute
okay?
left.
Hey, man, I mean, college football's all right, but, like...
College football, no. This was way less... This was way lamer than college football,
well,
all right?
Football?
All you guys did... Man, you know what? There are only four people total. It was you and Pope Francis and these two other sad people, and you guys destroyed them. It was freaking just... Man, it was nothing but love on that court. That's what most people would have seen.
Hey, man, I mean... We were not at the U.S. Open or Wimbledon or one of them tennis games.
Yeah!
Close enough.
There.
That's the sound of you being at Wimbledon. All right,
so...
Yeah,
we won.
You absolutely were. I need to know what you were doing.
Ain't playing tennis, that's for sure.
You're goddamn right, because instead you were trying to make money off of them internet videos. I hear that's what you were doing. You did your research, you saw what the kids liked, and you thought if you could combine all this shit together with the Pope... and a tennis court, you were like, you know what would make this a gold mine of viralness?
Dank memes and Snoop Dogg. And
I
ain't making no YouTube poops, because I ain't getting no copyright strikes.
Oh no, trust me, there's no copyright infringement, just a striking absence of originality.
Hey, I mean, fair use, man.
There are
fair
so
use
many of these tricky videos going around, man.
What, you want me
what
to climb this, vine up here? You want me to just climb this 6 second vine up here and go up and talk to the giant at the top of the beanstalk?
It was a 6 second vine and it was perfect.
Hey man, I mean you were making the dopest vines, me and the Pope.
God damn it, dude, you're really just clawing at my skin here, alright? Just like what were you okay
cat
look?
Videos are the stuff, man.
Yes. Yes, I know that you were making a cat video. What were you doing with the cat? You had to fucking
last chance.
No.
All right. Get a confession out of him.
All right. I know that you...
I was with Pope Francis.
Yes, you were. And where were you?
I was at the U.S. Open.
All right. And?
And I was...
I know that you were making a cat video. All right? But you were doing something to this cat, and it was making it super happy, but no one gave a shit. He was just looking at it, just looking at the bowl. Just all happy.
I mean, we weren't teasing a cat in the video, laser pointers. Well, okay, right. the thing that initially popped into my mind was, like, very illegal, and I think you're not supposed to have, like, illegal things be the actual...
Yeah, no.
Alex, what the fuck, how are you getting to, for the record, the activity was feeding a cat. How did you get all the way to, like, YouTube and... I don't know where you were going with that.
So for some reason, right, my brain automatically translated anything having to do with a cat to a YouTube video. So I was like, oh, he was making YouTube videos, right? And then I remembered, like, three quarters of the way through, oh, this has nothing to do with fucking YouTube videos.
No one feeds a cat on YouTube.
It was great, because the story I found on Reddit that gave me the tennis court clue was, it was a story about the U.S. Open. And I thought, I better simplify this to tennis court. And you just went back to the U.S. Open anyway. And I was like, well, fuck.
That's so awesome.
All right, so let's move on to our next game. Our next game is called Dr. Junior. You may have heard of our other game, Dr. Know-It-All. Well, this game stars his son, Dr. Junior. Dr. Junior only has two heads. It's a rare genetic condition. And Dr. Know-It-All is very ashamed of his son. We've invited Dr. Junior here to come speak about his experience, and I'm going to ask him, I'm going to interview him one-on-two. We're going to ask him a couple questions. So let's bring out Dr. Junior here. Thank you for coming out, Dr. Junior. Yeah. How are you doing today, Dr. Junior?
Well,
I
am doing fantastic. Thank you very
much,
Mr. Nice Guy.
Well, thank you very much, Dr. Junior, for spending your valuable time here with me.
You're welcome.
All right. So, let's see. Dr. Junior, I have a question for you. What is it like growing up with the famous Dr. Know-It-All as your dad?
Growing up with my dad is like
picking a fight
of
anger
between
two
parents
that
hate
each
other
but
still
manage
to
make
it
make.
Okay. So your parents still managed to make it make. That's good to hear. Okay. So, all right, Dr. Junior, what are you studying in school right now?
In
school,
I
am
studying
biology
because
I
can't
learn
math
or
physics
or
English
or
anything.
Anything
at
all.
Oh, that's a real shame. Have you been diagnosed with a learning disorder of some kind, Dr. Junior?
I
haven't
yet.
But
someday
I
hope
that
I
will
be.
'Cause
it
makes
everything
different.
Okay. That's very deep. What is your favorite extracurricular activity in school, Dr. Junior?
Sometimes
I
like
to
go
to
the
movies
and
beat
it.
I'm very glad you shared that with me, Dr. Junior.
You're
welcome.
Do you have any friends at school?
I
only
have
two
friends,
and
they're
both
fake.
I
one
day
hope
that
I
will
travel
the
seven
seas
and
find
a
wife
who
will
be
accepting
of
my
pirate
ship.
Well, I'm sure someday you'll make a friend wife that accepts your pirate ship. That's a very admirable goal. Dr. Junior, is there anything else you'd like to say before we send off tonight?
Fuck
the
police.
Wise words, Dr. Junior. Let's give it up for Dr. Junior. Thank you so much for coming out here. Yeah. Wow.
That was fun. Wow. I don't know if that was good, but that was fun.
Oh, it was good.
It was good. Oh, holy fuck.
Dr. Junior's got some problems he needs to work out. Let's do a super quick round of Sex Positions, our all favorite ending game here. Sex Positions is where we take turns describing the name of a sex position, and then each of the rest of us are going to take turns describing what that sex position means. And once we're done, the original person's going to tell us what it actually means, and we'll see how close everybody was. So, Alex, why don't you start us off with a sex position, and then we'll do Alex and me.
Okay, sex position. The blanket fort.
The blanket fort is where you get all of the blankets in the world. So you go into a Bed Bath & Beyond, and you take all the blankets, and you cover all of the walls in blankets. And what happens is it gets so warm in there because, you know, the heat doesn't have anywhere to escape that you both burst into flames. And, you know, it's a real... It does it for some people, you know?
Okay, so the blanket fort is really just when you have sex in the linen section of Target.
All right, so I like those, but unfortunately you're both wrong because the blanket fort is when you're doing a cowgirl with just a really fat chick, and her fat just envelops you like a blanket fort.
Oh, God.
The green apple Easter.
Wow. The green apple Easter is when you're bobbing for apples, and someone puts their dick in the tank. And and you accidentally get their nuts in your mouth like Easter eggs.
The green apple Easter is when you dye your balls green and fuck someone in a rabbit costume.
Well, actually, the green apple Easter is where you kill the guy who replaced all the green Skittles, but he comes back to life and watches you.
Watches me what?
Watches
you. Just watches me.
Well, he watches you.
It does it for some people.
He watches you do the blanket for it.
Oh, okay.
Okay, solid.
So he follows me to Target.
Yes. Follows me to Target.
All right, let's hear you talk about the vice grip.
The vice grip is when you both fuck while watching that scene from Casino where they squish the guy's head in a vice and you gotta stare into his eyes and see who can maintain the longest.
Well, actually, the vice grip is where you invite a third person, and it's that co-founder of Vice who's like really racist, and he just, you know, talks to you the entire time, and really it's more of a breakup maneuver because, you know, you never want to see anyone from that night ever again.
He just whispers soft stock tips gently into your ear. Invest in Tesla. So what the vice grip really is when you're watching Miami Vice on Netflix and then you decide to pork.
Good.
The end. That
I didn't make that up though, right? That was Vice. I want to make sure I got this right.
Yeah, I think so.
The guy who's always on like Fox News and stuff, and the guy who's like women don't like to work. They're pretending to like to work. That guy.
I don't know if that's the guy from Vice. I know the guy from Vice is very polarizing. So
yes, Gavin McInnes. That's the guy.
Okay.
Yes.
All right. So that's all right. That was show 8 of Chimp Knuckles, the Chimp Knuckles podcast. We are Chimp Knuckles Comedy. We do this on social media. We do this on our website. We have a uncut and unedited stream on YouTube. We are on all of the Facebooks, all of the Twitters, all of the websites. You heard me. www.chimpknuckles.com. And you can listen to our podcast. You can subscribe to us on iTunes. You can find us all over the place. We're on Tumblr and SoundCloud as of now, but we're probably going to get booted off because we're going to get, like, what do they call that? Shitlording?
I think we're going to trigger too many people on Tumblr.
Triggered?
Yeah, triggered.
Fine, whatever. They can trigger whatever they want.
Well, if you made it this far and we're here via Tumblr, thank you.
Congratulations. So, we'll be back next week with yet another show. Bensound.com has provided the music you've heard here tonight. They do sound. That's their tagline we gave them. We do sound. All the sounds. And, where do we leave off? I don't even remember our Chimp Knuckles taglines anymore. Where were we going at? Were we going with, like, keep fucking those chimps or keep knuckling? I don't know, something.
I don't think it was that one. I think it was that one.
I think that was the only one.
Chimp fuckles, keep knuckling, knuckle up. We got... Mecha-like-a-high, mecha-hiney chimp knuckle. I don't know. That's a really long one.
Hey, now you got caught masturbating in the theater. Good job.
Heyo.
Right next to Dr. Junior. All right, we were.
2 feet.
Yeah. As soon as you said the word beat, I thought there was only two ways this is gonna end. Both are gonna be good.
Well, I was thinking it's like, you know, beat up kid. I was gonna try and make it about starting tonight. Yeah, whatever.
There were both winners. Both those paths were winners. All right, thanks for listening, folks. Good night. Have a good chimp knuckle day. I don't know. Chimp knuckles. Doc, do it. Chimp knuckles. Dot. Do it. Chimp knuckles. Do it.
All right. .com.
Dot com.